I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, you're sounding a bit cheerier tonight.
Well, I'm drier.
That'll be it. Where have you got to?
I found a doorway that led into this really long tunnel, and Chris, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah?
The whole tunnel, all of it, the walls, the ceiling, it's covered in handprints, all different colours. It covers the entire thing.
Ah, I know where you are. Were there big stone pots placed at intervals along the tunnel?
Yeah. There was nothing in them, though.
They used to be filled with paint, and builders ascending the tower were encouraged to leave a handprint as they travelled through the tunnel. It goes right through the centre of the tower. You're above the tomb, if you want a sense of where you are.
God. Feels like forever ago since I was there. Doesn't even feel like it was me doing that. Like, it was a different version of me doing all that walking, you know?
Not really. No.
Like, everything that's happened has knocked me off balance a bit. Like, I'm out of focus. I don't know how to explain it. I guess I never considered how much I've changed after all this.
Tell me about the tunnel.
You got your pen ready?
You bet.
It is an incredible thing to see, Chris. There are so many handprints and so much colour. There's a sense of, I don't know, joy.
This was a place to celebrate for the people who came through here. You're at what the original architects thought would be the halfway point of the finished tower.
And is it halfway?
That's a complicated question.
I'd like to be over halfway, if that's possible.
You're really determined to finish this, aren't you?
Yes. Though, if you'd asked me yesterday, I might not have been so sure.
You know you don't have to keep going if you don't want to.
That's a complicated question.
Is it?
You know how I said I was feeling out of focus? I've been struggling to remember why I'm doing this. Although, now I'm thinking about it, I'm not sure I ever really knew.
It felt like a very impulsive decision when you called me.
It was. I just realized I had to do it. I think I was scared to think about it too hard, otherwise I'd change my mind.
I mean, there's always a million reasons not to do something. Especially something like climbing the tower.
Yeah. This isn't impulsive anymore. It can't be. It's been too long. I need something to keep me climbing.
Did you catch the inscription over the doorway?
What?
Just go with me on this.
No, I didn't see it.
The rough translation is, for those who have made it so far, and have so far to go. Kiri?
Yeah. Sorry, just processing that. I've been wandering around in fog for so long. I think I forgot just how colossal the tower is. So easy to forget how many people came through here to build all this. How much people sacrificed.
It was a massive undertaking. I can't remember the exact number, but a large portion of the population were hired to build it. Created a lot of jobs.
Not exactly the best job, though.
No, but there's got to be some pride being a part of something so big, right?
What happened to the king, anyway?
Let me check.
If he wanted to rule the sky as well as the land, I can't imagine that he was a good king.
Well, he did unite all the kingdoms. Admittedly by killing a lot of people.
Sounds about right.
He died before the tower was finished, and it fell to his heir to finish construction.
You mean they kept building it?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. The new king was a much less ambitious ruler. They wanted to abandon construction. It was a vast waste of resources, and they saw the exploitation and the vanity that went into building it.
What happened?
The people revolted. They had spilled so much blood building it, they wanted to see it finished. Abandoning it felt like dishonoring the memory of the dead. The new king was overthrown, and the kingdom splintered.
What happened to the heir?
It just says that they were exiled.
That's all?
That's all it says. It moves on to talking about what happened to the kingdom afterwards.
It's strange what we choose to remember sometimes. All these stories about kings and kingdoms, and we don't remember anything about the people who left all these handprints. Or the king who wanted to stop all this from happening. I've seen these people's bones, Chris. They're underneath me. This tower is built on top of their remains, their memories. Someone has to remember all this, to feel what they went through. The pain, the struggle, the joy. Is that why I'm still here?
I think only you can answer that.
How long is this tunnel?
Well, there's a stop in the middle that I'm curious about. I won't spoil it for you.
You know I don't like it when you say that.
This isn't a bad thing, I promise.
I remember you saying that about the tomb.
To be fair, I didn't know there'd be bones.
And you said the same about homesteads.
Homesteads? What happened in homesteads? You didn't say much about it, other than the two doors at the other end.
Yeah, it was really dull. There was nothing there other than the inscription on the doors.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to keep walking. I'll call as soon as I reach another phone.
Cool. Kiri?
Yeah?
The torches aren't lit, are they?
No. But I've been lighting them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Someone lit the torches in the tomb before I got there. However long ago that may have been, they lit the way for whoever was going to climb the tower after them. I figure the least I can do is light the way for whoever comes after me. I keep being caught out by my own shadow. It must be the way the light reflects off the tunnel or something, but I swear it keeps moving on its own. Like, when I went to light one of the torches, it almost looked like my shadow was ahead of me in time. Like, I could see my shadow lighting the torch before I did.
That's deeply unsettling. Are you okay?
Yeah. Just a trick of the light, I think. Chris?
Yeah?
Should I leave a handprint?
I honestly don't know.
These handprints, these echoes of the past, they all did the same journey. They all made it and left their marks on this tunnel to say that they were here along with all these others that came before them. I feel like I'm part of that. I made it here too. I feel like it's the right thing to do.
Go for it.
I will. Thank you, Chris. I'm going to walk the rest of this tunnel. If there's a phone wherever I end up, I'll call you.
Great. Thank you.
Speak soon. Good night, Chris.
Good night.
For those who have made it so far, so far to go.
This episode of The Tower featured the voices of Katrina Allen as Kiri and David Pellow as Chris. Our executive producer is Ella Watts. Our artwork is by Sarah Grant. The Tower is written, scored and edited by David Devereaux and is a Tin Can audio production with support from Creative Scotland. The next episode of The Tower will be released in 1 month's time. But if you can't wait until then, you can get the whole series ad-free from our Bandcamp page at tincanaudio.bandcamp.com. If you've enjoyed The Tower, we think you'll also enjoy Chain of Being by Kai Gwillem-Pritchard, Chain of Being is a mythic science fiction podcast, which is a glimpse into the future, where gods control the cosmos and mortals are left to fend for themselves in a vast, indifferent universe. Suffice to say, this is absolutely my kind of thing. Chain of Being features some incredible sound design and experimental audio storytelling. It is gripping in a way that is hard to define, but keeps you hooked through every weird and wonderful episode. Chain of Being is available wherever you get your podcasts. Please go check it out. Thank you for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.